wherever news is being made.
Madrid.
Este es Radio Madrid, trayendo las últimas noticias.
Budapest.
It's the Budapest Radio.
WAKY News, first at 55, wherever news breaks out.
Bob Watson reporting, Shepherdsville, auto cycle crash takes a life. State police in E-Town report 26-year-old Herman R. Brewer of Route 2 Shepherdsville was killed in an auto motorcycle crash on Kentucky Highway 61 in Bullitt County today. Police say Brewer lost control of his motorcycle while driving north on a curve of the highway. The two-wheeler rammed head-on into a car driven by George Simmons of Detroit. Simmons was not hurt. Brewer was dead on arrival at General Hospital in Louisville. Louisville, Tiny Tot treated for burns. A kettle of hot grease fell from a stove late this afternoon at 218 South 28th. The hot liquid splattered on the head and face of little 2-year-old Roderick Wayne of the 28th Street address. He's now being treated at Children's Hospital, condition undetermined. Washington, a report on smoking does not shake local tobacco men. A serious threat to the Kentucky burley tobacco industry came to light today as the Surgeon General's Special Investigating Committee on Smoking and Health issued its report. The committee reported heavy cigarette smoking is a health hazard so grave as to call for remedial action. Smoking causes cancer of the lungs and voice box, according to the committee. Filters were termed of no use in deterring the effects of smoke. Ira Massey, a tobacco specialist at the University of Kentucky, says he does not think the report will hurt the tobacco business directly unless advertising of tobacco products should be ordered banned or if tobacco products are labeled harmful.
You're hearing it first on WAKY News.
Norman, Oklahoma, Wilkinson resigns. The head football coach at Oklahoma University, Bud Wilkinson, has resigned. Wilkinson says he will seek a United States Senate seat. In resigning, the famed grit coach hinted he would be willing to take the athletic director's job at Oklahoma. Louisville local senator has tax proposal. Senator C.W.A. McCann of Louisville says he's going to propose to the General Assembly that legislation be passed giving occupational tax funds in Louisville and Jefferson County to schools. WAKY News, Dateline's The World, Panama. American headquarters in Panama says 4 U.S. nationals have been killed, 85 wounded in the Panama rioting. A report to the Pentagon says the dead include 3 U.S. soldiers killed in action and an American who died in an accident. Details of the accident were not given. A total of 2,048 Americans have entered the canal zone from Panama as refugees. Panama's President Chiari says his country's flag must be flown whenever the U.S. flag is displayed in the U.S.-controlled canal zone. Washington, officials in Washington believe the United States can ride out the Panama crisis without yielding its basic rights to the canal. Fort Columbus, Ohio, Republican Senator Barry Goldwater says he believes there was a link between the canal zone riots and Fidel Castro's Cuba.
Current Kentuckiana climatological conditions.
Hazardous driving warning late tonight. Warmer with rain mixed with sleet or snow tonight. Changing to snow and producing locally hazardous driving conditions late tonight. Low tonight, 32, windy and turning colder, with snow tomorrow, possible 2-inch accumulation during the morning, diminishing to flurries tomorrow afternoon, high tomorrow, 35, partly cloudy, much colder tomorrow night. Bob Watson reporting from WAKY 790, Louisville, Kentucky.